For more than 35 years, Atlanta tunes into Money Talks. For more information on 401ks, mortgages, retirement, and investment strategies, tune in and listen to Money Talks, hosted by Hensler Financial, airing Saturdays at 10 a.m. on AM 920, The Answer. From the Ingalls Studio, welcome to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger Podcast. Today is Tuesday, May 23rd, and happy 31st birthday to Aaron Donald.
Well, this is Aaron Donald time now. And there's Donald!
I'm Brian Giffen, and here are the top stories Cherokee is talking about, presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Cherokee Schools Superintendent recommends budget that includes teacher raises. Legislators provide updates at Cherokee Chamber Breakfast. And Raffensperger unveils election security plan. Plus, Leah McGrath, corporate dietitian for Ingalls Markets, sits down with our own Bruce Jenkins to talk about cutting back on sugar. We'll have all this and more coming up on the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Credit Union of Georgia is a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative that will provide you with personalized customer service, a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs across the country, and convenient locations right here in Cherokee County, including the brand new Hickory Flat Branch. Become a member today or apply for a loan online at cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia. Georgia, the better way to bank.
Cherokee County School District Superintendent Brian Hightower has recommended a budget for the next fiscal year that includes additional teacher raises on top of those provided by state government. If approved, the teachers will receive a total pay raise of $4,500 per year. The proposed budget maintains the current property tax rate, but anticipates a more than 15% increase in overall local tax revenue. The budget allocates 16.45 mills for county school districts' maintenance and operation and 1.5 mills for bonds. The school board is set to vote on the proposed budget on June the 15th. The budget also includes a $2,500 raise for all certified staff and a 3% raise for all classified staff, along with retention and signing bonuses for full-time and part-time employees. Representatives of Cherokee County's state legislative delegation, including State Senator John Albers and State Representatives Charlize Byrd, John Carson, Rick Jaspers, and Jordan Ridley, met with residents to provide an overview of the past legislative session and discuss upcoming plans. During the meeting, Senator Albers highlighted the state tax refunds and property tax rebates will be issued to residents. He also emphasized Georgia's low unemployment rate, population growth, and business-friendly environment. Representative Byrd discussed her bills, the Medical Freedom Act and the Second Amendment Preservation Act, which aim to prevent vaccine and gun control mandates, respectively. She praised the passing of State Bill 1, which prohibits proof of COVID-19 vaccination for government services. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger has announced measures to ensure ballot security in the upcoming elections. The state will conduct health checks in all 159 counties to verify that election management systems and equipment have not been tampered with. The Secretary of State's office will collaborate with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security to assess the security of election equipment storage. Pilot projects will also be conducted to test new software, although its statewide implementation is scheduled for after the 2024 elections. Raffensperger, known for defending the integrity of Georgia's elections, emphasized the responsible and deliberate approach to address concerns while prioritizing the needs of voters and election workers. We're back in just a moment.
When it comes to solving complex engineering challenges, there's only one name you need to know, Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Our team of experts has years of experience and uses the latest technology to provide innovative solutions for all your home needs. From foundation repair to waterproofing and drainage solutions, we've got you covered. We work with both residential and commercial clients, and we're committed to providing excellent customer service every step of the way. And with our state-of-the-art equipment and top-quality materials, you can be confident that your project will be completed to the highest standards. So why settle for less when you can have the best? Call Engineered Solutions of Georgia today to schedule your free consultation and see how we can help you tackle any engineering challenge.
Engineered Solutions. Roots of Georgia. We guarantee a Staple Drive Foundation. Residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all. 678 ESOG now.
It pays to know your doctor. It pays to know your lawyer. And now more than ever, it pays to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake with Drake Realty, and we have 7 offices in the Metro Atlanta area, including 2 right here in Cobb County and 1 at Lake Oconee. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia, and we pride ourselves in professional service, whether you are the buyer or the seller. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They are pushing for the best price and terms for their client. In other words, Drake Realty fights for you. Now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, or new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Jeffrey Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's what the deal provides for your future.
The Cherokee County Board of Commissioners has made amendments to the county's zoning ordinance regulations for tobacco stores and vape shops. The changes include requirements such as maintaining a distance of at least 1 mile from schools and daycare centers and 600 feet from recreational areas. Additionally, the amendments limit the proximity of similar stores to 1,000 feet from each other. A special use permit will now be required to open a tobacco store or vape shop. These changes are effective immediately, lifting the moratorium on such establishments. The commissioners have also discussed potential amendments to regulations on liquor stores, including distance requirements and signage guidelines. A decision on these amendments has been tabled until June the 6th. The aim is to establish licensing regulations and comply with state laws. The Woodstock Midday Optimist Club celebrated Respect for Law Week by honoring a local police officer, Joshua Buckner, with the Officer of the Year Award. Woodstock Mayor Michael Caldwell proclaimed the week as a time to show respect for the law and those who enforce it. The club presented Buckner with a donation to the Woodstock Public Safety Foundation in his name, a framed copy of the proclamation to be displayed at the Woodstock Police Department, and a certificate of recognition. Buckner, a member of the Special Operations Group, has contributed significantly to the department by removing impaired drivers from the roads and mentoring new officers in DUI-related cases. Citizens and representatives of local law enforcement agencies in Cherokee County gathered at the park at City Center in Woodstock to remember officers who lost their lives in the line of duty. Holly Springs Police Chief Tommy Keeley shared his personal experiences of officers who died and emphasized the importance of continuing their work and upholding their values. Woodstock Mayor Michael Caldwell read a proclamation honoring Police Week and Law Enforcement Memorial Day. The names of officers from Georgia who were killed in 2022 were also recognized, including Officer Joe Burson, who lost his life in a traffic stop incident. The ceremony marked the first gathering since 2019 due to the pandemic. Back in just a moment. Summer scorching heat is here, but fear not. Don't let your house turn into a blast furnace. Call the trusted experts at Daco Systems. At Daco Systems, we do things the old-fashioned way, believing in hard work, quality, and honest communication to ensure your satisfaction. Our service technicians are highly trained and certified, staying up to date with the latest industry standards. You can trust our expertise to keep you cool. Worried about costs? We've got you covered. Daco Systems offers free estimates, and if we do the repairs, there's no diagnostic fee. If you're in need of a new system, we understand the financial strain. That's why we provide financing options and a 100% performance guarantee. When you choose Daco Systems, exceptional service and professionalism are guaranteed from every member of our team. Stay cool this summer and enjoy peace of mind. Call Daco Systems today at 770-209-2261 or visit us at dacosystems.com. Daco Systems, your premier trained comfort specialist.
Hi, this is Leah McGrath, your Ingalls dietitian. Do you have questions about nutrition and food? You can reach out to me through the Ingalls website at ingalls-markets.com and click on the wellness tab. You can also find me on Twitter as Ingles Dietitian, and dietitian has two T's, and find me on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian.
And now, Leah McGrath of Ingles Market sits down with our own Bruce Jenkins to talk about cutting back on sugar.
I'm Leah McGrath. I'm the registered dietitian, the corporate dietitian for Ingles Markets. I'm here to answer your questions about food, nutrition, and health. You can find me on the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com and click on the wellness tab. You can also find me on Twitter as Ingles Dietitian with two T's, and you can find me on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. So today, once again, I'm answering some of your questions about food, nutrition, and health.
This next question is a concern for me because I really enjoy my sweets. I love ice cream, sandwiches, chocolate. Oh my gosh, I could eat those all day long. But my doctor says I need to cut down on my sugar. So what's a good substitute for this? Maybe something like honey?
Yeah, no, honey is not a good substitute for sugar. Honey counts as an added sugar. It has very similar properties to white sugar or brown sugar. Your body recognizes all those pretty much the same way. Like a lot of people like to say, oh, you know, honey is so great because it, you know, it's all natural. It's from bees. Well, you know, sugar is natural as well. You know, honey will raise blood sugar up if you have diabetes. It'll do a really good job at that, actually. So honey is not necessarily a substitute. Like if you're trying to decrease calories, it's not gonna do that for you. There are a lot of what we call non-nutritive sweeteners on the market. There's everything from stevia to all the different pink packets, blue packets, yellow packets. Overall, it's probably better to start training yourself to try and eat foods that are lower in sugar overall and get your sweetness from things like fruit instead of things like high added sweetener foods like candy, cookies, cakes, sweetened beverages. And it's interesting timing. Just today, there was a press release that came out from the World Health Organization discouraging the use of non-nutritive and artificial sweeteners unless you have diabetes. Now, there are some issues with the studies that they base this on. But I think that overall, like looking for ways to find sweetness without necessarily eating a lot of foods with added sugars or artificial sweeteners is probably the way to go. And when it comes to foods that have natural sweetness, you can't really beat fruit, whether it's fresh or frozen or canned. You know, having a serving of fruit will give you so much more than just the sweetness. It also gives you vitamins and minerals and fiber. Well, thanks for your time today and for listening to the Ask Leah segment. If you have nutrition questions, be sure and go to the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com. Click on the wellness tab, and you can also find me on Twitter, Ingles Dietitian with two T's, on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. Send me your questions about food, nutrition, and health, and we'll get them answered for you.
We'll be back with some final thoughts after this.
Cookie cutters are for the kitchen, not your wallet. You don't have to settle for generic. Our advisors go beyond customizing your portfolio. We match your investments to the financial plan we design around you, your goals, your time horizon, when we design a plan around you. Learn about our integrated approach to wealth. Contact the experts at Hensler Financial, 770-429-9166, or Hensler.com, H-E-N-S-S-L-E-R.com.
For more than 35 years, Atlanta has been tuning in to Money Talks, your trusted resource for your money, your future, your life. Every week, our financial experts answer your questions on personal finances, stocks, or the economy. The Money Talks hosts take an in-depth look at a variety of money and financial matters, including 401ks, mortgages, retirement, and investment strategies. Tune in and listen to Money Talks, hosted by Hensler Financial, airing Saturdays 10 a.m. on AM 920, The Answer.
Thanks again for spending time with us today listening to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Get more on these stories and other great content at TribuneLedgerNews.com. giving you important information about your community and telling great stories or who we are. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, Executive Producer. Doug Harding, Creative Director. Jacob Sutherland, Director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Jinrei Zhang, Video Producer. All rights reserved.